Kau ikasih कोई कश्ती है गम कहे ना खुदबी मेरी मोजे में सहारा नहीं है
अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह
tiada pegangan selain darimu dia kuinginkan selain darimu tiada pegangan selain darimu dia kuinginkan
ye akhta usika he jo apakah he ये अख्तर उसी का है जो आपका है नहीं आपका जो हमारा नहीं है
अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह
selain darimu tiada pegangan selain darimu tidak kuinginkan selain darimu tiada pegangan selain darimu tidak kuinginkan
jazakallahu khairan وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, as per the command of our Honorable Illustrious Sheikh Arif Billah, the Rumi of our time, the Tabriz, the second Tabriz, and the Mujaddid of our era, Hadrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah, Hadrat says that before every bayan, make muzakra, discuss one sunnat of Hadrat Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Hadrat has said very many poems, ash'ar, with regard to the importance, the virtue, and the benefits of following the sunnahs. One particular poem which Allah in His mercy has made famous in the whole world is Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Hai Jannat ke Raaste. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. This is the same person I'm talking about, whose ashar we heard just now, so beautiful. And mashallah, Maulana Umair has made them into Malaysian, very beautiful also. And so he's the same person. Hazrat in this poem says, Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke hai, Jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hai, Sunnat ke raaste. What does this mean? Make the sukhi Malaysian, Maulana, inshallah. The footsteps of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that is following in his sunnah, this is the road to Jannah. Like if a person takes the road to Singapore, from here he'll come out in Singapore. You take the road, you can go by to Bangkok by road. You take the road to Bangkok, you will come out in Bangkok. So a person who takes the road of sunnah in his life, he practice upon sunnah, he will see he come out in Jannah. And also at the same time, a person who practices upon sunnah, Allah se milate hai sunnah ke raaste. A person will get connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Jannah, there are two differences. Jannah is the creation of Allah ta'ala. And the creation can never compare with the creator. Jannah is very, very beautiful. We all wish to get Jannah. But how beautiful it is, Allah can make it 200 times more beautiful. Allah is the creator. Allah has made this one jannat, Allah can make 20 other jannats also. So jannat we all want. Allah give us jannat, Allah give us all jannat with their clothes. But if you get jannat, but you get the creator of jannat, you got everything. Ek tu mera to har shay meri. If you are mine, Allah is mine, everything is mine. Zameen meri, asmaan mera. The earth is mine, the heavens are mine. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi mera. But if you are not mine, O Allah, nothing will be mine. So by sunnat, we will get Allah also. So that is one difference, that Jannah is the creation, Allah is the creator. Another difference is, for Jannah we'll have to wait, whole life we will have to live still. How long we going to live? Then the life of the Qabr, only Allah knows how many, perhaps thousands of years we will be in the Qabr. And then the day of Qiyamah, كَانَ لِقَدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً 50,000 years long. After that, inshaAllah, we all Muslims, we will get Jannah. So we have to still wait very long. But Allah, now you will get Allah. Yes. If you follow Jannah, you will get. If you follow Sunnah, you will get Jannah also, which is the creation of Allah and which is credit. And you will get Allah, who is the creator of everything, Jannah and us and the world and everything. And you will get Allah now, yes. And in whose heart Allah Ta'ala comes, that person is a king of the world. And he has got everything. Because, for example, Allah is the creator of love. Love, everyone enjoys love. Love is an enjoyable thing. Allah is the creator of love. And the place of this love is the heart. And Allah has created that heart also. And if you get the love of your wife, your children, how happy you feel when you see them, everything. You have the love of Quran, how happy when you read Quran, somebody reads Quran, anything you love. Some people love their mountain top, some people love their house, they feel happy when they see this. If you get the love of Allah, who is the creator of everything, then what, you cannot imagine that person is a king. He is not everything, he is the king of everything, the person who gets Allah. So by following sunnah, you will get Jannah also, you will get Allah also. Jannah is the creation, Jannah is credit, Allah is the creator, and Allah you will get best. So we should try and follow sunnah. So one great sunnah, which is especially applicable for this time of the year. We are in the new Islamic year of 1435. Today is Muharram, maybe year is 14 or 15 Muharram, whatever it is. So the new year has started and one year has ended. So at the end of every day also, what a businessman does, he counts his money. How much money I made today? And he write down, today I made so much money, I paid out so much. And he see how much profit I made. End of the month also he does. End of the year, he takes stock also. And he draw up his balance sheet also. And he see properly that how much profit I made. You people who are students, your ustad, your teacher, muallim, every day he tests you also whether you know your work, lightly. Especially if you are doing hips, when you finish one juice, then properly he tests you for that one juice. And for your kitabs also. So all the time they are tests. Then first term is finished, you have two terms. At the end of the term, you have exam. So he's testing you. End of the year is big test. To see whether you can go to the next class also or not. Just like that, our lives, we must also take death, take stock of it. Yes. حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Take stock of yourself before your stock will be taken on the day of the year. So a person who will take stock, and he will, this person who takes stock, he will, his Islam, his life will be corrected. A person who see every day, did I make my 5 times salah today or not? Did I make it on time or not? Did I make it with jama'at or not? Did I make it with concentration or devotion? A person who takes stock at night, you take stock of how much money we made today. Everything we take stock. So take stock of this. You will see in few days, your salah will improve tremendously. If we take stock, today I read Yasin today or not. Today I read Quran Sharif or not. Today did I read Salawat on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Or didn't I read today? Each one now think, today whole day has passed. Today is Yawm al-Ithnain, Monday. Did I read even one time Salawat on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? If we take stock, then we will feel guilty. Oh, I'm not even reading Salawat. So tomorrow we will try to read something. Every day we do this, very soon we will see we will be reading. And we won't say I haven't got time. Time will come out with the importance of it. One person wrote to one sheikh that I don't get time to read Quran Sharif every day. I'm very busy man. So what reply the sheikh gave him? It is not that you are too busy. It is that the importance of tilawat is not in your heart. Because anything, you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes.
My accent is different, South African accent, you have Malaysian accent. So anyway, so anything, the importance of it, if it is in the heart, a person takes out time for it. We are all busy people, we haven't got time. But if you are feeling some pain in your heart, you're thinking maybe I got heart problem, no matter how busy you are, you take out time to go to doctor. Because it's important to you. If I got heart problem, oh, very big problem, I must go and see.
So you take out the time.
If we understand the importance of reading Quran, Sharif, Kalamullah,
then a person will automatically, he will have time.
He will find that. So also see, if we take our stock, we will see every day, we are not committing sin, wholesale, or by factories,
We are committing sin by huge, huge factories.
And to balance it, no istighfar, no tawbah. If we today we
think, everyone think for myself,
that today what sin did I commit? If we don't think of it, all of us we think I didn't commit any sin. But if you take stock, you will see, realize that how many times I look at other woman is all sin, and it's zina of the eyes, and we don't even realize I'm guilty of so big sin of zina. Okay? But if we take stock, then we will say, oh, I have to write down, no, I have committed the zina of the eyes.
How many of us,
we spoke bad things, we became angry,
we swear somebody,
we backbite, guna, sin of the tongue is very, very dangerous.
Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi say about the tongue, lisan,
jismuhu saghir wa jurmuhu kabir. The tongue is very small,
few grams and few square centimeters,
but the harm of the tongue is very, very big and very great. So if we take stock of that, everything takes stock.
Wallah, a person who will do that, he will see his life will change
by himself. Even if he don't hear one bayan of anybody,
even if he don't sit with any awliya, buzurg, ulama.
But this also, to learn this, you have to sit with the ulama. Then you will get this.
A person will do that.
So take stock every day, 5 minutes before you sleep, 2-3 minutes.
Take stock every Jummah, end of the week,
for Jummah, special ibadah of Jummah. By doing that ibadah of Jummah, take stock.
Take stock end of the month, and take stock end of the year.
Now 1434 has ended. Take stock for this year, that what, how is the condition of my salah? How's the condition of my puasa, fast?
How's my condition of my bacha, the Quran,
tilawat? All that, take stock of that.
And we will see a great change will come.
Because of Qiyamah, here we are told, hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasab.
Take stock of yourself before your stock will be taken. Qiyamah's day,
our stock sheet will come ready. Iqra kitaba. Here is your stock sheet. Read it, your report. Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma 'alayka hasiba. You see for yourself what is your condition. Whether I have to go Jannah or whether I have to go Jahannam. Your report will come in your own hand and you can see what it is.
So wise is that person, and a great sunnah
to make muhasabah, to take stock of ourselves.
May Allah give us tawfiq
of making amal on every sunnah of the Prophet of us.
The ayat of the Quran Sharif I read, I will just translate it first. Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Allah is speaking.
رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ خَالِقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ.
سَيِّدُ مُلُوكُ الْكَلَامِ is the king of all talk, is the talk of Allah Rabbul Izzah. Allah is put ta'qeed also. لَقَدْ two ta'qeed. Is also ta'qeed. قَدْ also ta'qeed, stressed.
Allah is stressing very much.
مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Allah has definitely, very greatly made great ihsan, a favor on the mu'mineen, on the believers.
إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ.
When Allah sent a Rasul to them from amongst themselves,
from amongst the Quraysh, from amongst the Pirat ourselves, Allah sent a Rasul to us, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
What a ni'mat uzma Allah sent Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And lot of desire of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Inna a'atainaka al-kawthar.
Oh Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, we gave you kawthar. One tafsir is the wealth of kawthar on the day of Qiyamah.
One tafsir is khair kathir.
We have given you all goodness, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
What is the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
A poet says, Ba'da as-huda buzurg tuhi, Mr. Short story is, after Allah, the greatest in the whole world is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allama Busayri rahmatullah alayhi, in his famous Qasida Burda Sharif, he says, وَانْصُبْ إِلَىٰ ذَاتِهِ مَا شِئْتَ مِنْ شَرَفِهِ.
وَانْصُبْ إِلَىٰ ذَاتِهِ مَا شِئْتَ مِنْ كَرَمِهِ.
that whatever praises you want to, but don't put Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the position of Allah.
That's what the Christians do. They say that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is Ibn Allah. They say Isa alayhi salam is
the son of Allah, or he is
part of Allah. Don't do that. Don't raise Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam higher than his position. But besides that, whatever praise you can put on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, go ahead and do it. It's so great his position. So Allah sent Rasul to us. And here Allah refers to three works of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in which is his great favor. Yatlu alayhi ayati, that he reads the ayat of Allah, the Quran Sharif he has taught him. The ulama say, in our time, the meaning of this ayat is the makati, the primary madaris, where our Muslim children learn to read Quran, how to recite Quran. So that was a great favor that Allah gave us, Quran Sharif, and at the same time, He taught us and He made it our duty, we must teach it. So teaching, so that is a great favor of Allah Ta'ala. The second, Allah Ta'ala says, wa yuzakki, tazkiya nafs. That Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, he sees to the purification, he sees to the cleanliness of the Ummah. Today we know, if somebody just comes to Malaysia at the airport, and you see everything is dirty, you don't like it, you feel bad about it. You drive on the road, oh, dirty everything. You go to somebody's house, dirty, you don't like it. But everything clean, how you like it. So Allah sent His Rasul to clean the Ummah. And what cleanliness? Not the cleanliness of the road, and the cleanliness and the beauty of the streets and that, but the cleanliness of the heart. Today we are worried of all cleanliness. My toilet must be clean, washroom must be clean, my bedroom must be clean, my garden must be nice, but who worry, my heart must be clean. And this is the most important. That Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, Allah wa inna fil jasadi lamudghatu. In the body there is one piece of flesh, meat. Idha salahat, salahal jasadu kullu. If that one piece of flesh is good, the whole body will be. Wa idha fasadat, fasadal jasadu kullu. If it is bad, the whole body will be bad. Allah wa hiya al-qalb. It is the heart. But we don't worry about the heart. I worry my car must be clean. I worry my car must get service. I worry my body. If I'm sick, I must go to doctor. But for the heart, who of us? So this was the great work of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And any person, if he got, he's a diabetic, for example, sugar disease as well. Now he can't see properly. His eyes are also weak. He's getting headache also. And he's getting weak. He can't do work. But you take treatment proper. Now when he gets treated, nice feeling, nice. How happy does he feel? Any disease we had, when we had problem was there, but now we treat it, we get better. Wallah, if we treat the heart of the spiritual disease, and our heart get better, then we will know what is the value. So that is the second thing. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And he teach them. That was tilawat al-kitab, yes, ta'aleem al-kitab. And wal hikmah hadith, which is our Darul Uloom, like what you have got here, mashallah. Darul Uloom, and many other Darul Ulooms in Malaysia, in the whole world also. So all that, this was the three main work of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Tilawat al-Quran, tazkiyah, and ta'aleem al-Quran, Darul Uloom. And then Allah says, when can you appreciate this? وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي الْضَلَالِ. That before that, before Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came, oh you people, that is the people at that time, you were in ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Open misguidance. What kind of a life the people were leading until today? That was misguidance in darkness. Today is misguidance in light, more than misguidance. Today is misguidance where Mr. Jack get married to Mrs. John. Both men get married to men, women get married to women. Today, how lot of modern misguidance there is in the world. So if there are three things we will work, all this misguidance will get finished from the world. Today, what darkness the world is in,
it was much more worse in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
But Allah said, the three favors I blessed you with, when you did that, then I took you out of darkness. And you came into light. And what kind of people? Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after he accepted Islam, oh, he's Muslim. He himself, one time, is crying and saying, and he reads us ayat that Allah, how he helped us.
He says, when I was still in Ayyami Jahiliyyah, when I was not Muslim,
I had a daughter, when the daughter became 2 years, and the child is very beloved to her parents when the child is about 2 years.
They are very cute,
how they talk, how what they say, how they carry on. You love them very much. She also loved her parents also very much.
But in the days, the jahalat, the ignorance of the Arabs, they could not tolerate a girl is born in the house.
They should bury the girl
alive. They should bury her. So for this purpose, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu,
he takes his small daughter and is going outside now of Mecca in the desert. And why? To bury her. Bury her. The child doesn't know anything. And he's taken a spade, etc., also to dig the grave. And when he starts digging, Arabia is so hot, and he starts sweating. The child, in love of the father, she takes the spade to help him to dig. But she don't know she's digging her own grave. And when she finished dig the grave, he puts her inside and he tries to start throwing sand. And she's crying, my father, what are you doing with me? Just imagine, when there was jahalat, he did not worry, he buried her alive like that. So this is that favor of Allah. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ
Allah Ta'ala took us out. وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي
ضَلَالٍ What ignorance people were in. Today how many people are in drugs? But how many people are in what type of sin? In liquor, alcoholics, smoking, what and what things, etc. They are in great darkness. Today if we make amal on these three things, as Allah took out those people out of their darkness, today the world will go out of darkness. Not only my family, not only my country, but the whole world will go out of darkness. But if we appreciate this, so there is much more detail, but time is less, inshallah. Over a few days we get chance, we'll talk a bit more. But these are the three main things. The makatib, where children learn to read Quran Sharif. And together with that, there mustn't be a single Muslim on the surface of the earth who does not read every day Quran Sharif. Like we have food, we can't stay without food. We have to have breakfast. We have lunch also, we have supper. Wallah, much more important is to read Quran Sharif. We ask ourselves, how much Quran Sharif? As food is food for the body, Quran is the main meal, is the main cause for the soul, the food for the soul. If you don't have your main meal, you're only eating some popcorn, and you are not having your breakfast, you're not having a proper breakfast, you're not having proper lunch, like small children, you know. They like to eat all the sweet all the time. And they just like to drink some cold drink or juice, but they don't want to eat food. The parents tell them that eat food first, then you can get the juice. Then you can get the sweets or something. But eat food first. Food is most important. The most important food, zikr, for the soul is the tilawat of Quran. But how much do we read? So that is one thing. That the first thing, Quran Sharif, we should read. Very fortunate and very lucky is that father who make a law in his house that nobody can go out of the house in the morning for work, for school, for anything until they have read Quran Sharif. And the mother make a law in the house that nobody will get breakfast in this house till first they have made tilawat of Quran Sharif. So that is one thing very important, to learn Quran and then to read Quran Sharif every day, and all the other rites of the Quran Sharif as well. Then to learn the Quran, which is the Darul Uloom. Though this is not farad on every individual, every person in Malaysia, every person in India, every person in Africa cannot become an Ali. It's not practical. But certain amount of people which are sufficient for the whole community, They should come to Dar al-Ulum,
learn Quddin properly, the whole of Deen, and then go and teach it to everyone also.
Then what is the message of the Quran Sharif?
Quran Sharif is not only beautiful reading,
that many times is only entertainment. It doesn't affect the heart at all, it is only outward reading.
But to read, to understand the message of the Quran Sharif, that is very, very important.
That is second one. And the third is وَيُزَكِّي تَزْكِيَةِ nafs. تَزْكِيَةِ إِصْلَاحِ nafs. The Quran Sharif speaks of it so many places.
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّاهَا
And وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ the purity of the soul. That the heart must be clean. This is a very important
special department of deen. One time, one person, he go to an alim and he ask him, what is shariat, tariqat and hafiz? He asked him this question. What is shariat, what is tariqat and what is hafiqat? So that alim, maulana, sheikh told him, go to the masjid, there are three very pious people who are making ibadat all the time, muraqab. They are sitting muraqab. Go to each one and give him one slap, one shot on his back. And then what they do to you, you come and report to them. So he went, the first one, he gave him one shot. So he stood up and he gave him also one shot. The second one he went, he gave him one shot. He stood up and he was angry, but he didn't do anything. He sat down. The third one, he gave him one shot and he told him, sorry, I'm sitting in your way. I shouldn't have been sitting here, I'm sitting in your way. So he went and tell that chef, this is what happened. So he said, the first one was sharia. He acted on sharia. Al-aynu bil-ayn, wal-anfa bil-anfa, was sin with his sinna. To take revenge equally is permissible in sharia. That is sharia. The other one was tariqa, that a person he controlled, wal qadimin al ghayb, wal afina anil nas, wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. He got angry, he got cross, but he controlled himself. He did not do anything whatsoever, nothing. And the third one, so that was tariqa, and haqiqa, the reality of thing. That was the third one, that he said, sorry, I sent in your way. Itfa' billati hiya ahsan. That somebody do wrong to you, you do good to that person. Small children, they take stones and they throw on the fruit tree to get the fruit. The fruit tree doesn't set stones on them, gives them fruit in them. Okay? So that is how a person must be. There were some people who used to speak very bad about Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah. When he used to speak so bad, every day he sent trays of sweetmeats to them, every day. When they stopped, they said, oh, we said, we swear, we talk bad about it, we cried about it, talk bad, and he sent us sweetmeats. So they stopped to do that. He stopped to send sweetmeats. So when they asked him why, he said, you were doing me a favor, you are washing my son, so I reward you that I sent you sweetmeats.
You are washing all my sons.
And some other pious people say that somebody speak bad about you, put a sweet in his mouth. So that swear will come out sweet. Now it will change. Now it won't be a bad swear. It will change. The swear word will come out sweet now. So that is happy.
So in our time, we have also three main effort of it. One is our makatif and darul ulum ilm. Ta'aleem and ta'allum. That is one main section of our deen.
Second, also we have the work of tabligh and da'wah.
That is also very important. And the third also we have
tazkiyah, islahi nafs and tazkiyah. Now if we see,
for example, in Malaysia, anywhere in the world, perhaps 50 years ago,
there was tabligh work in Malaysia,
about 50 years ago, or 80 years ago, Maulana
Iyas Rahmatullah Ali started this work is about less than 100 years now. So that work wasn't anywhere in the world.
But alhamdulillah, effort is made. Now it is everywhere in the world.
And so much benefit. And so important. And so necessary. Then, in Malaysia, in your area, Kuala Lumpur, There were some Darul Ulooms before? No Darul Ulooms?
Now at Merkaz there is Darul Ulooms.
Maulana Umay is Darul Ulooms. And maybe there are others also.
There are others also Darul Ulooms. So Alhamdulillah, now it's up. And we can see the benefit. We see the importance and how necessary.
Just like that,
the work of the tazkiyah, and all this work was before in the ummah. But ummah went in dunya and we forgot our work.
Just like that, the tazkiyah,
Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, he had so big sanha. Sheikh Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi,
he had so big sanha.
Hadrat Sheikh Mu'inuddin Chishti rahmatullah alayhi.
Many in the world.
In the haram of Makkah, just about 50 years ago,
in the basement, there were many what they called zawiya. That was the little rooms which were khanqas.
Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi.
He was also there. Many other great pious people from around the world. Many Syrian Muslims. Many Jordanian Muslims. Many Moroccan Muslims. They were great pious people.
And they had rooms, and they should make the tazkiyah there of the people. Islah of the people.
So like that, this work today, because it's no more, it's not in the market. So we don't know about it. And we think it's not important.
Just like when the tabligh work wasn't there, first the tabligh jamaat came, most probably nobody pay any attention.
Nobody want to join them. And many people, they say, what is this, something new now? But now it's there.
Now we can see the benefit.
Darul Ulum, when it wasn't there, we also had perhaps some objection.
But now it is there and we can see the great benefit. Just like that,
today very, very important is the work of the tazkiyah of Islah.
And what is this? Very basically, the tazkiyah and Islah, as I mentioned, to clean the heart. And to open the eyes of the heart. Like for example, our Shaykh rahimahullah say that when you get your food, one plate of food, you get your baby in your hand or your grandbaby child, and you feel so happy that mashallah this child is so beautiful. This plate of food, you have biryani here. All understand biryani? In biryani you have plenty things. You have rice also, then you have meat also, you have perhaps some potato also. You have some vegetable also, everything. So our Shaykh say, in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, first comes Fadhkuruni, and afterwards comes Washkurun. So whenever any ni'mat of Allah come to you, then just think, Fadhkuruni, think of me. Then this biryani, this plate of biryani, where it came to you, from where it came. The rice, maybe it is local rice.
You have local rice, Malaysia?
Or maybe it is imported rice also.
But where, how many people work? You needed the ground. You needed tractor to plow the ground. You needed people to plant the seeds. And when it grew, which we can't do nothing, only Allah by His Qudrat makes it grow.
Then the people, how they work to pick the rice and they put it in their bags. How many people work to make bags?
And when they put it in the bags and they send it to the factory, to the warehouse where they're going to clean it now,
then they need a trucks. How many people work to make trucks? In the trucks there is iron, there is steel, there is plastic, there is rubber, there is petrol, there is diesel, there is oil. How many thousand things? And to make one part of the truck, how many machines are used to make that one part?
To make that machine, how many people are used?
We cannot imagine, our mind can't work.
And after that, when they put it on the truck, if there were no roads, the truck can't move.
How many people are working to make the roads?
And in the road, there are so many things. You need the tar, you need concrete, you need sand, you need so many things. And when we see they're making the roads, those big machines they are using, big bulldozers and big earth moving machines, all that, so many things, Allahu Akbar. So the trucks, and when they take it to export that rice or to import that rice, they take it to the docks. At the docks, how much work is carried on? The cranes.
And after the cranes, then there is computer work to be done. Paperwork has to be done. The chef itself, how many people work to make the chef?
Just for that one grain of rice,
or 1 kilo of rice, Allah's billions of creation work to make that. And your biryani is not only rice. Then you've got chicken in there, or you've got mutton in there. If you think, I don't want to go into all this thing. But just think little bit, how a lot of people are working for that chicken to come in front of you, or that mutton to come in front of you. Then you've got there inside potatoes. Think of the potato farm, how many people work. You've got some peas in there. How many people working on that farm? And how many other things? Then to cook it, you need stove. The people who make the stove, Allahu Akbar, you cannot imagine. Then, not only if you've got your stove, it's not enough. You need electricity, or you need gas in there. Allahu Akbar, how many people are working? Then we can get, we're just using electricity. We're just
using gas.
But how many billions of people are working behind the scene? Then we get electricity and we get gas. All the things. Then your wife, if her mood is not right, she won't cook for you the pizza. If you made her cross, she says, I'm not going, I'm on strike today. I'm not making no biryani for you. You won't get biryani also. And to make her mood right, nothing to do. You buy bread, magic chocolate or some other chocolate. That also, when her mood is gone, bad, you can't make it right. Very big job. So how many things? Then again, it's not only you eating biryani. Allahu Akbar. You got some vegetable salad also. And the vegetable salad, some peppers in there, some onions in there, some tomatoes, some cucumbers, some lettuce, how many things? And that's not enough also. Then if you haven't got a plate to put it in, how are you going to eat? All the people who make the plates, Allahu Akbar. One time, one great chef, Chef Abdu of Azhar in Egypt, he was visiting India many years ago, 70, 80 years ago. Great Ali, great pious man. When he came to Darul Uloom Deoband, and there was Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah alayhi, also a very great Ali. So they were friends also, so they were sitting and eating. And when they eat, Egyptians generally, and Arabs, they eat with spoon and fork. So he told Maulana, you also eat with spoon and fork. So Maulana immediately put his hand like this, the four fingers. And he said, I am eating with a fork. If you see, this is a fork. Just how you have a fork with the four thrones, this is a fork, he said. And he said, my fork is better than your fork in 4 words. That my fork got a built-in thermometer. When I touch the food, I can feel it, how hot is it. Is it too hot for my mouth, or is it alright for my mouth? Sometimes we put something very hot in the mouth, like tea or something, it burns us how we feel. So Allah put a thermometer so you don't put too hot things in your mouth. Second, he said, my fork can bend also easily. So my food, I touch it very easily and I eat it. But your fork, it can't bend. So I see when you are eating, then many times with your spoon and with your knife and fork, you are chasing the meat. It's going this corner, it's going that corner, you can't get it. But my fork, I just catch it one time. I got no problem. Third, my fork, if I hit my teeth with my fork by mistake, no pain. But with your fork, if you hit by mistake, blood also comes out. And you have a lot of pain also. And fourthly, he said, my fork, after eating, it gives off some juice. And that is why it is one of the reasons, sunnah to lick your fingers after eating, it digests your food. Your fork can't do that also. So he said, my fork is better than your fork in 4 ways. And I made a new edition, with E for elephant, new edition. And in my edition with the A, I made 3 new editions, A for apple, 3 editions I made. That my fork is made by Allah. And your fork is made by Malaysia, or Indonesia, or China. It is China fork. Halfway while you're eating, your fork will break. But my fork, whole life I'm using it, no problem, no breaking. My fork doesn't break. It's not made by China, my fork is made by Allah. Secondly, my fork, before eating, is sunnah to wash your hand. And always wash our hand. Poverty won't come to that person who washes hands before eating and after eating.
So I wash my hand, and whole work today is worried of hygiene and cleanliness. And I wash my hand myself. Your fault, who washed it, how they washed it, they didn't wash it, you don't know. And third, my fault is sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And your fault is tariqah of dushman and enemy of Islam. So you, just your food, your plate, your whatever you are eating, and then the sufra, the dastarkhan, that also, if it wasn't there, you can't say, bring the sufra, where is it? Why are you making it? The food is ready. Everything we need. So first, Quruni, Allah's unlimited amat Allah gave us. And this is what is Islam, the soul. Then the eyes of the heart open and you see all this. Otherwise, every day we eat it, but we never think of Allah's kindness. And then the second part of the ayat, Washkuruni, eat Allah's amat also. And then shukar to Allah. First, Quruni. Your baby comes, you are first time father, you are proud father, I got a baby. Or you are grandfather, or the grandmother, or the mother of the child, you're so happy. These two small beautiful eyes of the new baby, the small little nose, the small lips, the small cheeks, you feel like eating up the baby. So much you enjoy, you want to kiss the baby, you want to lick the baby, you want to hug the baby, you want to eat up your baby. But first thing, who made your baby? That we don't even ever think. So if we don't even think, when will we make shukr to Allah? And shukr, to make shukr, really if we think, let us think till today, who of us told our parents that jazakumullah khaira, you brought me up, you gave me education, you gave me a house to stay. How many are street children? They got nowhere to stay. How many are delinquents? How many haven't got they haven't got parents? Their parents died or our parents just abandoned them. Who of us told our parents jazakallah? Yeah, in the masjid. We use the masjid. Whoever told the committee of the masjid that you make all the arrangement, electricity bills paid, the fans are working, the water is coming in the wudu khana, masjid is clean and tidy, there is an imam fixed. We just take it for granted. We never make shukr. Who of us made shukr to our asatizah, our teachers, who taught us so many things? So that we are weak in all that. This is what makes a person a human being. That a person, a dog gets a piece of bread from your dog. It stays loyal to that dog. Doesn't leave that dog and go anywhere else. We got everything from Allah, and we don't even ever think of Allah. Now, after Isha, everything, we all will go and sleep. Inshallah, Allah give us nice sleep. But in the morning, who will make shukr to Allah and give me a nice sleep? Otherwise, at night, crooks could come in your house and they could have stolen your thing, killed you also. You could have got a heart attack, you slept in your house, and when you open your eyes, you see I'm in the ICU in the hospital. Hey, how many things can happen? But do we ever make shukr to Allah? And how many parts of the body, Allahu Akbar. But we don't make shukr. I finish now, there isn't much time, just finish on this. See this one joint, there are 360 joints in the body. Now if I talk of all 360, I need 360 days, I need the whole year. So just this one joint, if we did not have this joint, our hand was straight, all these joints we got, no problem. No ulcer, no gout, no rheumatism, no problem. And we take the food in there. And try your best to bring the food to your mouth. Or try to take your mouth to the food. You won't be able to do. If you think I'm just making some drama and I'm bluffing you, and you are not shy, you can try it now. But if you are shy, then go home and do it. So, and when you go home, don't go in front of your wife. My wife would say, what's wrong with my husband? Sheikh Maulana came here, he made some black magic, asar jadu on my husband. What is doing like this whole time? So go in the bathroom and try in the bathroom. But put off the light also. Maybe she peeped from somewhere. And she said, my husband is in the bathroom long now. What is doing there? And lock the bathroom also. And whole night you can try to bring your fingers to your mouth or take your mouth to your fingers. Right? You won't be able to. This one joint Allah gave us. We ever thought of what is the namat of Allah? Are there 360 joints in the body? Hands joint, no servicing, oiling and greasing.
Yeah, our car, 15,000 kilometers, 6 months, service.
Oil change, greasing, oiling.
This joint, whole life, no greasing and no oiling.
Yeah, and the ball bearings never get worn out. Now put new ball bearings.
Whole life we are using. What are the nemets of Allah? Unlimited.
One time, one family member of ours, he was ill in the hospital. I went and visited him.
When I just came by the door of his ward, his room,
his young son, married, grown up son, came running to me.
He said, Manana, today my father dead.
He ate with his own hands.
We all eat with our own hands. Do we think of it as a
ni'matu ila fuqidat or ila? When the ni'mat is taken away,
then we realize it was a ni'mat.
All of us, we had lunch today, we supper maybe we finish or we went to bed.
But we ate with our hands, we don't think of it as a ni'mat of Allah.
And then when I went to him by his bed, he was lying with his leg stretched out. He lifted his one leg little bit. He said, Manana, today I get nothing. And we came walking, we came running, we drove our cars.
But we don't think of the ni'mat of Allah.
This is what is the soul. To make us human beings, to make us insan, that we realize the favors of Allah. How many of us, we tell grown-up men, we tell our wife, we tell our children, I do so much for you, you people don't appreciate. But how much Allah has done for us?
What do we appreciate what Allah has
done? Our wife, she cooks for us every day. Ever did we tell her jazakallah? One great doctor, Dr. Abdul Hay, Ariki Rahmatullahi, because of the company of pious people, he became like a big, big chef, he became. But he was a doctor. And so one day, one of his murids, his disciples, invited him for meat. After eating from Sitara Hijab, he told the housewife, Jazakallah, I appreciate very much, very nice food you cook.
Allah reward you. He gave her du'as, he praised her.
He went away. But she started crying. Crying profusely. What she's crying. Husband asked her, why are you crying?
Sheikh, Manana didn't swear you.
He didn't insult you. He praised you.
She said, I'm crying because 40 years I'm cooking for you.
But not one day you told me jazakallah.
See, for
I cooked for him one meal and how much he appreciated.
So ask ourselves, did we ever tell our wife jazakallah?
Yeah, we find lot of fault. Today salt is too much. Today you burn the food.
Today this is, it's too hot, it's too cold.
We find fault all the time. But you say jazakallah, perhaps all life will.
So anyway, that man, he learned his lesson.
The next day they're having lunch
and he said, Jazakallah,
I appreciate very much, very nice, very tasty food.
Allah reward you. She started crying.
So with a woman is a no-win situation. You can't make them happy. They got problem with everything. And they say, this man, we can't make them happy. They got problem with everything.
So he asked, now why are you crying?
She said, 40 years I'm cooking for you. Not one day you told me Jazakallah.
Not one day you praise my food, you appreciate it.
Today when the neighbor's wife sent the food, you can't stop. You're just going on and saying how good the food is. But 40 years I cook for you, not one day.
So anyway, to make shukr. And like that there are many other things. The wadu.
What qualities. So this department is also very important.
Yeah, mashallah, you have Darul Uloom.
Tabir work is carrying on. You have Makatib also?
Around, you have Makatib also. And mashallah, Maulana Umair, maybe other people, I don't know, but he has started Majlis also.
And that is to make this qualities of ours,
to correct our hearts, to connect ourselves with Allah,
by which we will become human beings. Yeah? Mu'min is afterwards.
Muslim is up. First let us become mu'min.
A human being.
A human is one who appreciates. A human who is one who understands.
But we haven't got that also.
So alhamdulillah, this majlis takes place when?
Monday and Wednesday. Between Maghrib and Isha.
So please try to attend
and bring these qualities and you are like this beautiful ash'ar that were read. And mashallah, Allah reward Maulana,
he made it in Malaysian also.
Now what beautiful, and if it is only for entertainment, we won't get the benefit. But if we think of the meaning of it, then we will get the benefit. And there is great, just keep on hearing and pay attention to the meaning and see how we will get connected with Allah. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And all the other programs that will take place tonight, and all the programs, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.